From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell. California's campaign finance watchdog has accused an Arizona nonprofit of money laundering. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, Americans for Responsible Leadership revealed Monday that its contributors were other nonprofits.
The disclosure did little to shed light on who was behind the $11 million political contribution that went to a committee to oppose Proposition 30 and support Prop 32. The group identified its donors as the Americans for Job Security and the Center to Protect Patient Rights. Neither group is required to disclose its donors, but both have been linked to pro-business conservative groups. Ann Ravel with the Fair Political Practices Commission says it's clear Americans for Responsible Leadership violated the law.
A bunch of groups are just funneling money one to the other, and the true source isn't known to the public. And that alone is a factor that perhaps people need to know in advance of going to the polls.
ARL was preparing to take the fight against disclosure to the U.S. Supreme Court. The group admitted no wrongdoing, saying only that it had reached a settlement with the FPPC. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A record number of Californians have registered to vote, but Election Day might not have a record turnout. Here again, Amy Quinton.
The latest field poll estimates that 12.75 million Californians will vote in today's presidential election, 1 million fewer than in 2008. If that prediction holds true, 70% of registered voters will turn out to vote statewide, or almost 54% of all eligible voters. The field poll also predicts that the number of people who vote by mail will reach a record high, and for the first time in a statewide election, voting by mail will surpass the number of people who vote at the polls. An estimated 51% will cast their ballot by mail. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Brell.